This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Lisa Mullins. You may well think of the Roman goddess Venus as the flaxen-haired beauty emerging from a clamshell in the painting The Birth of Venus. It's the best-known work of Renaissance painter Sandro Botticelli. The largest ever exhibition in this country of Botticelli's work opens tomorrow at the Museum of Fine Arts in Boston. That famous Birth of Venus is not included, but another image of the goddess has a pivotal role. WBUR's Andrea Shea reports.
Botticelli's best-known work, that image of Venus on a giant shell, has been riffed on by everyone from Andy Warhol to Lady Gaga to The Simpsons.
Mama, what's the matter?
Ain't you never seen a naked chick riding a clam before?
Gotta go! What the hell was that?
You steal from the masters. I'm not going to pretend that we did anything less than that.
David Merkin is the executive producer of the Last Temptation of Homer episode of The Simpsons. It's where Homer fantasizes about his ideal woman. And yes, his imagination goes to Botticelli's Venus.
Her hair is blowing in the wind is exactly the way you would set up a film shot of a gorgeous woman.
Merkin pokes fun at the iconic image, but says he truly loves it.
I think it's incredibly effective in terms of what it's actually trying to do. Its sensuality is amazing. I don't know where he came up with the idea of her riding on a clam. I mean, that's the funniest part of it.
Curators of a new exhibition say few people know much about Botticelli. They're trying to change that with help from another Venus by the artist that just arrived at the Museum of Fine Arts. It's a focal point in the show, Botticelli and the Search for the Divine.
Bellissima. Okay, bravo. Looks great. Just gorgeous.
That's Frederick Ilchman, chair of the MFA's Art of Europe department.
She's the poster for the exhibition. It sums up so much about Botticelli's attitude, his yearning to express ideals of beauty in human form.
Botticelli painted this solitary Venus in the 1480s, after the Birth of Venus. She's similar in pose, but her torso's strong contours and pale skin are barely covered with a sheer top. Her red hair is tightly braided, not blown by the breath of angels, making her more earthly than godlike.
It's not just he's doing a kind of new subject matter, the life-size human nude, but that he's painting it with a new level of subtlety. You don't look and say, oh, that might have been thought beautiful to those people centuries ago. It is a kind of figure that is completely immediate to us. Let's go a little closer.
Ilchman says this Venus helps us understand Botticelli's shifts during the Renaissance period. The exhibition highlights 15 paintings, some from Botticelli's studio, including rare loans like this one from Turin, Italy, to trace the artist's creative and spiritual arc. Ilchman shows me a touchstone work Botticelli made just before being asked to paint frescoes for the Sistine Chapel. It's of the Virgin Mary and Christ Child reading a book.
So he is reaching a zenith of his career in this, and what I think is going to be so remarkable is just how consistent his ideal of female beauty is. This Virgin Mary has the same delicacy of flesh, the beautiful features.
Botticelli's pursuit of realistic-looking divine beauty came to a halt after France invaded Florence. A zealot Dominican friar named Savonarola took over the city, preaching fire and brimstone. Mascarelli Museum of Art chief curator John Spike conceived of this exhibition and says followers collected and burned books and paintings deemed indecent in the 1497 and 98 bonfires of the Vanities.
We know that Botticelli was considered the best painter of beautiful nude women in the city of Florence. So everyone supposes that his works were burned in this way.
The deeply pious Botticelli believed the preacher's teachings, but the artist was traumatized when the fanatic himself was burned on a pyre. He became reclusive, inward, more devout. Spike and Ilchman say the works in the last section of the show reveal how Botticelli's painting changed.
In his last works, he becomes neo-medieval, flat, no details, no attempt to represent the human figure under the drapery.
The sense of come hither or the welcome you see with a Venus. These later paintings by Botticelli seem to be more hermetically sealed. They're kind of isolated, and it's not expressive in the same way, but full of powerful emotion.
When the exhibition debuted in Virginia, Spike says two people fainted. He believes they experienced Stendhal syndrome, or lightheadedness from a powerful aesthetic encounter.
Great works of art yearn to be understood. There's a wonderful word for yearning in Italian. It's bramare. Yearn to be understood, and we, the spectators, yearn to understand.
And if spectators at the MFA in Boston yearn to understand more, they can buy one of the exhibition's thick catalogs in the gift shop, or maybe a pair of Venus socks. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.